It's time once again for our regular fortnightly R&IB Connect Voices Roundup here on R&IB Connect Radio. And I'm joined this week by Max Conway, R&IB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
Doing well, Toby. Thanks.
Max, we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to join the R&IB's Customer Involvement Advisory Group and for people to help with a more inclusive way of making a cup of tea. And we're going to start with the R&IB Customer Involvement Advisory Group.
Yes, so we're looking for people who have sight loss and are interested in using your lived experience of sight loss to inform and influence key decisions on priorities within the R&IB. If this sounds like something you would like, then I think you should try and consider applying to join the Customer Involvement Advisory Group, also known as the CIAG. We are looking for up to 4 new people to join the group, and we are particularly keen to hear from young people, women, and people from Black and minority ethnic communities.
So, Max, what will people be joining if they do join the R&IB Customer Involvement Advisory Group?
So you'll be joining a large group of blind and partially sighted people of all ages from across the UK, from different backgrounds and with different experiences. The group is chaired by the National Involvement Team and meets every 6 weeks. And the discussions and workshops are based around 3 main areas of work. That is insight and information gathered from research, surveys, conversations on the Facebook groups, etc. R&IB's lived experience strategy, helping to highlight where lived experience will benefit from R&IB's work. And finally, informing policy development.
So if people are interested, how do they apply then?
So if you're interested in applying, please listen to the information that will follow, which should give you a little bit more information about the group. If you have any questions or wish to find out more, please email involvementadvisorygroup@rnib.org.uk. To apply, use the same email and simply tell us your full name, your email and contact phone number, your postcode, and a little bit about why this role interests you. Unfortunately, we cannot guarantee that everyone who shows interest in the group will be able to join this time. However, we will be recruiting again in 2022, so please keep a lookout for the next round. If you choose to apply for this role, you're agreeing to share your personal data with R&IB. The policy can be accessed by emailing involvement@rnib.org.uk. Personal data will be collected only for the purpose of contacting you about the piece of work, role, opportunity, or activity you are specifically requesting to be involved with, including permission for feedback to take part in the customer satisfaction questionnaires. We will not share your data with any third parties without your specific permission.
Now we come to a more inclusive way of making a cup of tea.
So yeah, we all love a cup of tea, don't we? And Joe had got in touch with us. He is a final year product design student at Bournemouth University, and he wants to help make it that little bit more inclusive. Joe is currently in the development stage of an assistive piece of technology to help blind and partially sighted people. The product in question is a portable tea maker designed with inclusivity in mind, which aims to reduce the risk of injury, reduce complexity, and speed up the process of making a cup of tea for themselves. As Joe is not visually impaired, he hopes that participation in this research activity will allow him the opportunity to build a stronger concept to present to his university and create something that blind and partially sighted people will like and want to use.
Max, so what exactly is Joe looking for then?
So he is wanting to put together an online meeting over Teams or Zoom to interview people about living with sight loss, to gain feedback on his product development and to discuss his product and what members of his target market would like to see in a product of this type.
How can people get in touch with Joe then?
So yeah, if you'd like to take part in these interviews, you can email Joe at s510-6821@bournemouth.ac.uk. That email address is s510-6821@bournemouth.ac.uk.
Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where do they go to find out more and get involved?
So you can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post our latest involvement opportunities, both with the R&IB and external opportunities. Email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search for R&IB Connect Voices and click join. You can also find certain opportunities on our webpage. Just search R&IB Connect Voices current opportunities into your web browser. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, with the next show airing on the 22nd of December. You can catch up on all our latest involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. And you can also dial in to our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Delby.